Holiday season means food. This food time segment is brought to you by GreekIslands.net. Joining us in studio, he is the corporate chef for Chicago Cut Steakhouse at LaSalle and the River and Southern Cut Barbecue right next door to the John Hancock Building. It's Chef Dean Zanella. You're a busy man this holiday season. Good to see you, Chef.
It's a bit of an understatement, yes.
How come you're not wearing the hat? The big hat? Because of the headphones?
Well,
you have to wear headphones.
The headphones.
How crazy has it been this holiday?
It's been busier than we expected, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody is scrambling because of the shortness between Thanksgiving and Christmas this
year. Exactly. It's very condensed this year.
Wow. I mean, I've been to Chicago Cut, I want to say, 3 times in the last 3 weeks, and it's just been a zoo. Same with Southern Cut. I stopped by about a week and a half ago.
Yeah, business is great.
Yeah.
Business is great.
That's good stuff. What's the difference between, or maybe there's a connection because you're grilling steaks and you have barbecue, the connection between the two besides the meat?
Well, just something different. I mean, we didn't want to put another steakhouse in over there and just east of Michigan, so we decided to go with barbecue, and it just works out well.
I love it. What is it with barbecue nowadays? Everybody has their own recipe or own secret.
There's something
with it, isn't it?
It is, and there's so many nuances you can do. You can, and the best part about it is you can kind of screw it up and it still tastes good. So that's why
you're,
I think,
right,
a lot of people like it.
You guys make your own sauce over there? You have 4 different sauces, right?
We have 4 different sauces and 2 different rubs.
What are they? You have the mustard sauce.
The mustard sauce, the barbecue,
yep,
the spicy barbecue,
okay,
and then the Carolina vinegar.
I love the Carolina vinegar.
Me too.
Whoever came up with that years ago, it's just fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, just off the charts. A lot of people are going to be hosting or heading to someone's house, and we thought we'd have you in to share some recipes.
Sure.
So the first recipe you're going to share, is this what you brought right here?
Yes.
This is from Southern Cut.
This is a special we run on occasion, and okay, whenever we bring it in, it sells out instantly. These are pork belly burnt ends.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yes. So burnt ends are usually the ends of the brisket that you coat in barbecue sauce and roast extra longer so they get a nice char on them. Mm. Very flavorful, very tender. So
wow,
we took it to a different level, and we did it with pork bellies. So we cook them for a few hours, then we toss them in the barbecue sauce, put them back in for a couple, about another hour, and then when you eat them, they just melt in your mouth, but they also have the nice little crispy from the skin.
What is it with the pork belly? It's so good.
I mean,
it's just wonderful.
Uncured, it's pork belly, it's beautiful, and cured, it's bacon, it's beautiful. I mean, yes, it is a magical thing.
Right. Wow. How long does that take to make?
That takes us about 4.5 hours.
So a normal person, can they just go out and buy pork belly at, let's say, Jewel, or do you have to go to a specialty meat place?
I have never seen a Jewel. It might be there now. It's been a while since I've been to Jewel.
Okay.
The local butcher that I deal with will get me pork bellies in when I talk to him.
Okay.
So I don't know about big stores, so find a butcher. They can usually get them for you.
Okay.
If not, give us 24 hours advance notice, and we'll cook these for you.
My father-in-law always said, you got to have a good butcher, and you got to have a good cobbler, somebody to fix your shoes.
That sounds like a smart man.
How do you know a good butcher?
Just by talking to them, and then by what you get from them, and you taste it. If you get a steak from them and they say, oh, it's a great steak, and you don't think it's that great,
right,
call them.
Yeah.
And then try a second one. If it's not, find another butcher. But usually a good butcher can give you also the good off-cuts, as we call them, the stuff that needs to be braised or stewed. And those things taste great, especially in the winter. You know, cold Sunday, you want to braise some short ribs or some pork
belly. I don't even know how to do that. How would I do that? Because it's so good when I pick it up from Southern Cut. By the way, if people don't want to make this, we're going to put the recipe online on my Facebook page, but they can get it from Southern Cut, right?
If they call us in advance, yeah, we'll definitely make it for them. They can bring it to a party, and they can say they make it themselves. We're okay with that.
Okay. All right. I like that. But if I'm making this at home, how hard is this?
It's really not that hard. You have to have a smoker, which is the important part. But if you can go, there's decent electric smokers that I've seen for under $200, under $150 at Home Depot, and they work pretty efficiently. And you just put the pork in there, close it, put your wood chips in there, let it go, and then just finish it up. It's actually pretty easy.
So an electric smoker from Home Depot, what's that going to set me back? $150?
$150, yeah.
Okay. And do I keep that in the house or outside?
No, outside.
The house?
Outside. Unless you like a very smelly house.
It's so good. And where do you get your chips? By the way, Ashley, you can tell Schwani, and you two could come in and try these while Chef Dean is in here. Okay. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Wood chips, you can actually, nowadays, you can find them anywhere. I found them at, like you said, a Jewel or a Mariano's, even a Home Depot.
Big box stores.
Yeah.
And what do you usually buy? What flavor?
You know, depending on what I'm cooking, applewood, cherry wood works really good. I try and stay away from like something really strong like a mesquite. I think that just overpowers and it's good on some things, and especially something I'm cooking for a slow time. Like if I was cooking a burger and I wanted to smoke it, I might use mesquite because I'm not going to cook it a long time.
I wouldn't even think about that. So yeah. You can slow cook, you can smoke a burger.
Yeah, what I would do is I would get my coals hot, then I'd do it. It's called indirect heat.
Okay.
I would move it off to the side and put the smoke in there and let it cook. And then when the smoke is going away, put it back over the coals and just finish it up. Yeah,
I'm sure that's wonderful.
Oh, it's great.
Of course. Chef Dean Zanella is in here from Chicago Cut Steakhouse and Southern Cut Barbecue. What's your story? How long have you been a chef?
Almost 40 years now, believe it or not.
40 years?
Well, in the restaurant industry, I started as a dishwasher first.
Of course you did.
Paid my way through college and realized this is what I wanted to do, so I flew to Hawaii and worked for a man over there named Peter Merriman, who now has about 40 restaurants.
Why Hawaii? How do you choose Hawaii?
I must have watched a lot of Magnum P.I. I don't know. I grew up in Boston and just decided on a whim, I'm moving to Hawaii. Do you have a job or anything?
I am tired of the snow in Boston. I'm going to head to Hawaii.
Pretty much, yeah.
So this was the 80s.
Yeah, this was the 80s. And then I, after a couple of years of living in Hawaii, I was broke. And so I said, well, let's try a major city. I picked Chicago because I had a good friend living here. And
okay.
I flew in on Tuesday, Friday, I got a job at Charlie Trotter's working there.
Oh my gosh, you worked for Charlie Trotter.
Yes.
Tell me about that, because Graham Elliott worked for Charlie Trotter, and he said Charlie was so regimented. He learned so much from Charlie. A lot of people didn't think he was a nice guy, but you learned every single detail in the kitchen. Is that true?
It is. Charlie could be very hard, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say he was the nicest, warmest guy to work with.
Right.
But if you did your job, kept your eyes and ears open and your mouth closed, you could get along no problem. You know, if you made mistakes, you just own up to it and say, Chef, I did that, and he would have respect for that. What he didn't suffer is somebody said, I didn't do that. Well, yeah, you did. You're literally... The first thing he yelled at me, my thumbprint was on a dish. And I said, yes, that's mine. He goes, don't ever put your thumb on the dish. Grab it by the side.
Okay.
And I learned a lot. Now, every time I grab a dish, I always have it by the side.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've learned every last detail from Charlie Trotter.
Not every last. I learned from a lot of other chefs, but I learned a lot of details from him. He was very detail-oriented.
So you work for Charlie Trotter, and then where do you go after that? How long did you work for Charlie?
I worked for him for almost a year. Which is a long time. By the time I left, the only person who had more seniority than me was Guillermo Tellez, who stayed with him for many years.
Right.
And now he's working in Mexico. From there, I did some more traveling. I moved to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. I moved back to Chicago, back to Hawaii, back here. Got my first head chef job at a place called Grappa, which was over at 200 East Chestnut. Actually, not far from where Southern Cut Barbecue is.
Right.
Yeah, I was there for about 3 years. Made a really good name for myself.
How about the restaurant scene in Chicago when you first started here working for Charlie Trotter to now? Because this is a food city now, isn't it?
It is. It's leaps and bounds better. And I only want to say this, that for many things. One, people are more accepting of what chefs are doing now. When I opened Grappa, if I did a dish that wasn't predominantly red sauce Italian, people were like, well, this isn't Italian. I'm like, well, I saw it in Milan last week when I was visiting there, so how is it not Italian? So people understand where the Food Network has helped us. I mean, there's a lot of wacky stuff on the Food Network,
right.
But it's opened people's mind, and they're more accepting they're going to try things.
That's the best thing that's happened to restaurant is the Food Network.
I'll agree.
Because you see anything and everything goes nowadays.
Right, and people will be like, oh, wow, I never thought of that. But if they read it on a menu, they might be like, wow, that sounds weird. But they see it on the Food Network, they see the people are trying it, they're like, oh, I want to try something like that.
Chef Dean is in studio with us. How do you come up with specials, say Chicago Cut? Because that is a Chicago steak restaurant. People want to come in, they want to see their steaks on the menu. How do you come up with the specials?
Well, you kind of look at, we're obviously not going to put any more steak on the menu because we have pretty much every cut that people want.
Right.
But what we'll do is we'll find a good producer. We had these pork chops in a few weeks ago from a local farmer, and it was just beautiful. It was dry-aged pork, and these chops, they worked so well. They cut like butter and tasted so sweet, and they were really tasty. We do a lot of seafood to offset the amount of meat we have on the menu, so we did some walleye pike. Local came, you know, from one of the Great Lakes, and we're just trying, you know, complement the steaks as opposed to trying to put another steak on the menu and clash with them.
So steaks are dry aged for what, 35 days at Chicago Cut?
Yes.
What is dry aged, and why should we like it?
Well, dry age is basically the way they used to eat steaks for many years, where because they probably weren't going through them as fast, so they kept them in a room that was dry, lack of moisture, and so moisture on meat is going to be bad because then it'll go moldy and, you know, rot. This dry aging will kind of actually soak the moisture out of the meat. And so if you start off with, say, a 20-pound piece of meat, you're dry aging it for 35 days, without touching it, it's going to go down to about 17 pounds. You're going to lose a couple pounds of meat right there. And it's just the water. So your steak is going to be more intense in flavor.
Okay.
And it's going to be more tender.
Wow. I never knew that. See, you're educating us. Yeah. What's your favorite cut of steak?
Depends on the day. After seeing a couple hundred of them go out last night,
I'll
and probably
the 96 ouncer, please.
1,000 of them this week. I got to say, ribeye would probably be my favorite. But
okay, why is that? Most flavor.
Yeah,
marbling.
It's got a lot of fat. Got a lot of marbling. Ask me next week. I might say a nice New York steak, bone in.
Really, the bone keeps the flavor, doesn't it?
Bone adds. It keeps the flavor. Adds flavor. It's delicious.
Gosh, and how do you get your steak done?
Medium rare.
Medium rare.
Don't want to cook it too much for me.
I knew a guy that used to get his steak well done. I don't know if he still does. It was about 10 years ago, and I'm like, what are you doing? How do you enjoy this piece of meat?
Yeah, my dad would be the same way, but you got to remember, he grew up in the Depression, then went into the military for a few years, so he probably never had a good cut of meat.
What was it with our fathers that they burnt everything?
Everything.
On the grill. It wasn't done until it was charred. Why?
I just don't think they had the access to the good quality meats that we did.
Okay.
Or maybe they had the access and couldn't afford it. So I just think they had offcuts or previously frozen meat, and so you got to cook it well done.
We got some butt steak tonight. This is going to be fantastic.
Exactly, yeah. A little chewy, but it tastes good.
Chef Dean is in studio with us from Chicago Cut Steakhouse and Southern Cut Barbecue. I love a good steak. I love it medium rare. Do you frown on people that get it done medium because they don't like it so red?
No. I think a good steak cooked medium is still, even medium well, is still really tasty.
Okay. You want a little juiciness in there, right? The redness.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it helps it. The more you cook it, the easier it is to chew and break down. But a good steak, even if it's rare, it's going to eat like butter.
Oh, God, there's nothing better.
No, and even that smell of charred flesh, it's just wonderful.
The bone in, you want to get it done medium rare. Yes, that's nice. What are your sides? What are your favorite sides?
I'm a big fan of cream spinach. And, you know, I don't know if it goes back to just being a kid and not eating it and everybody else telling me that I had to and it was good for me. And now I'm just doing it to drive them crazy.
That is so interesting because my mother used to get the cream spinach and we never ate it. And now we'll go out and we'll get it at a steakhouse.
Exactly.
And it's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a big fan of it.
Steamed spinach, also a good side.
Yeah. Steamed spinach is great. You know.
The mushrooms. Why mushrooms and steak together? How did that start?
Why do peanut butter and jelly work so good together? But I think it's just the earthiness of the mushrooms, the earthiness with the beef, and it just works well together.
Okay. You also have some Chicago favorites on the menu at Chicago Cut, right? I can't think of them now, but I know you have the traditional Chicago dishes on there.
Oh, are you talking about
like chicken parmesan?
Oh, we sold a lot of that last night.
Which you wouldn't think that you'd have at Chicago Cut, but you have the Chicago favorites category.
Yeah, we want to pay homage to Chicago. We're in Chicago, and you know, some people come out. We do a lot of large groups. You might do a party of 10, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be somebody who just doesn't feel like eating steak tonight.
Yeah,
and you want to give them some options besides the back in the day where we're taking a steakhouse. Well, you can have the salmon. Well, what are my other choices? Salad? You know, so we want to give them a little wider variety than salmon or salad.
The chicken parm.
Yeah.
How do you get your burger done? Are you medium? Medium guy?
I am a medium guy. I used to be more of a rare guy, but as I got older, I don't know, it just seems to settle better with me if I get a medium.
What is it with the cut burger? Why is it so good? What's it made with?
Well,
magic.
We're using the same steak that we use. So we trim our own steaks and we butcher our own steaks at the restaurant. We have a lot of trimmings and offcuts. And we grind up our own meat, and it's
that's
really
wonderful.
Good. Yeah.
That is great.
So the burgers, it all counts with the meat you start with.
Okay. So the recipe that you gave us is the pork?
The pork burnt ends, yes. And then it's a little bit vague because I didn't give you the barbecue sauce that we make. I couldn't give the recipe for that.
Okay.
Or the dry rub that we use. Couldn't give you that. But, you know,
how do you come up with that? You just sit at your house and like, okay, let's try these spices. Cook it up. And if it doesn't work, it's just...
Yeah, a lot of playing around. And okay. You have to just be willing to keep an open mind and try things.
Because right.
there's certain things I don't like that are in the dry rub. But it works out at the end.
How many times before you got it right? 15? 10?
At least.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't have the patience to do that. So you got to dry rub it. Do you let it sit in the refrigerator or sit on the counter?
No, just throw the dry rub on it, put it right in the smoker.
That's
now, if you talk to different pit masters, everybody's going to tell you something different.
Right. Everybody
has
their
magic. Let it sit for half an hour. Let it sit for a day. Let it sit for this.
Yeah.
The one pit master who trained me said, no, you don't have to do that. Put it on for a few minutes before you put it in. It'll work its magic in the smoker.
Yeah, so why would you have to let it sit for a day if you put the rub on?
There is salt and sugar in there, and they will penetrate into the meat, and kind of almost, it's kind of like a brine almost, a dry brine, some people would say, or cure. So it could be one of those, so it just takes a flavor in. I think it takes a little bit of the moisture out, and we don't want to do that when we're smoking. We're already smoking it, so you're going to lose a little moisture. So
right, okay.
We want to keep it nice and moist.
God, this sounds delicious. Ashley, are you going to come in and try this? Is Schwani still here, or did he take off?
Oh, yeah, he's still here. He said he's got to finish. he's got to finish his
all right.
1 o'clock news, and then he was going to come in and snag some.
I'm going to take a break, and I want you two to try it in the next segment, okay? We'll all three try it. It looks wonderful. I mean, everything at Southern Cut is just great. But we're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit barbecue.
Okay. Sounds great.
Are you on Twitter, Dean?
I am not.
You need to get on Twitter.
Everybody tells me that.
Just to give advice. Because people are going to listen to you on the radio and they say, okay, I need some advice from Dean. How can I get in touch with him? They're going to call the restaurants, but it's so much easier to look on Twitter. Or you just, you know, just put some suggestions on Twitter every single day. You're like, okay, Pete.
No.
One thing at a time.
You're not the first one to tell me about it.
Let me get through the holiday season here.
Exactly.
Yeah. Chef Dean is here from Chicago Cut Steakhouse and Southern Cut Barbecue. If you have a question, 312-981-7200. We also have the text screen in front of us, too. It's Pete McMurray on 720 WGN. Well, you bring food in studio, and look who shows up. Joe Brand is still here. I thought you had to get out the door.
I thought I did, too, and then I heard steak, so I just made a U-turn.
Wow. And Schwani?
Four-letter word, F-O-O-D. I'm not going anywhere.
Chef Dean is here, and what did you bring in?
I brought in some of the pork belly burnt ends that we talked about.
And this is from
Southern Cut Barbecue.
Okay. Also the corporate chef for Chicago Cut Steakhouse.
Yes.
Okay. You guys ready to eat? How did they eat it?
Oh, with their hands.
You have pickles in there, you have onions
in
there.
I have some pickles and some pickled onions and some pickled jalapenos. So
okay.
I would just eat the pork right away and then at any time just throw a little bit of pickles either right afterwards or on top it as you like it.
Jalapenos?
Pickled jalapenos, yeah.
Okay.
Really?
And the vinegar will help cut through the sweetness and the richness.
Okay. No vegetarians in this group?
No, not at all.
Look at Schwani's eating like he's going to jail. Look at that. Oh, my God. When was your last meal?
20 minutes ago.
Why'd you wait so long?
delicious.
Thank you.
Yeah, goodness. Oh.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Explosion of flavors in my mouth.
I like the explosion of flavors. Okay.
They're really great.
You also have a recipe that we're going to post online for chili. Everybody feels like they have the greatest chili recipe on the planet.
I've never heard anybody say, I made a really bad batch of chili today. Never heard that.
Do you guys have chili recipes? Schwani, you're a cook, right? You cook?
I try.
Okay.
I try. Yeah. My father makes a good chili, and it's nothing fancy. There's, you know, good beef, good beans in it.
Okay.
Some peppers. And just the way it simmers and lets it simmer for a while, it works out very well.
Joe Brand?
I enjoy making chili. My dad was a fireman, so he used to make, you know, big, gigantic pots of it. And the one secret he taught me was once it starts to boil, put a tablespoon of sugar, because it apparently makes the tomatoes bleed a little better, the acidity of it. Kind of spreads throughout the chili, so that's my little word.
Let's ask the chef.
Yeah, is it completely
true?
Wrong?
I wouldn't say it's wrong, but I don't know if it's completely true.
Well, I still do it anyway.
Hey, the Italians, there's a lot of myths or out there for cooking. Like the Italians always put corks in the water when they boil their octopus. They say it makes it more tender. And it's been debunked by every scientific fact. But yet, whenever I cook my octopus, I put Cook's in the water because why not? I always have wine Cook's laying around. So
the other thing
works for the chili, use it.
The other thing, and this isn't like a recipe, a secret family recipe or anything, but when you get a can of diced tomatoes or whatever and you have to add water to it, he always said, fill the can up with water because it's got all the residue on the inside.
My mother says that,
don't
too.
Waste the sauce, the
right.
flavor. You can always add more water. You can't add more flavor.
Of course.
Exactly.
And it's a sin to waste food.
Exactly.
Oh yes. Yeah. It is. Definitely
that's,
so.
That's one of Schwannies right now.
is it different meats that you have in your chili? What is it?
We do. We have pork and beef in there. And then
what's not to
cuts.
Love about that? Come
exactly.
on.
Exactly. You know?
Pork and beef in the chili. I love it already. I haven't even tried it yet.
Turf and turf.
So, what kind of beef? What kind of pork?
We're using ground beef. We have some Italian sausage in there, and then we use the other beef as the smoked brisket that we have at the restaurant. And so we take the leftover pieces that have dried out a little bit, or, you know, just the ends if we're not going to do burnt ends, and we'll chop them up and put it in there. So now you're not only getting the flavor from the dry rub and the barbecue that we've done, but also the smoke. So there's a lot. It adds so many different nuances to the chili that just pushes it over the edge.
It just sounds wonderful.
Oh, it's great.
Everybody has a chili cook-off that they go to. I usually attend one mid-January, late January, and this husband and wife team go at it every single year. She makes a chili with white sauce,
okay,
and he does the red sauce. And if I show up this year with your recipe, I'm going to win it all.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Probably, but I haven't tasted their chili. Like, there's a lot of good chili out there.
Well, there is, yeah.
But throw a little bit of barbecue in there, whether it's pork shoulder or brisket.
Okay.
Or even leftover ribs. It really
leftover
takes it to
ribs.
The next level.
I wouldn't even think about that.
Yeah. Take out the bones, of course.
Well, does the barbecue sauce do anything? Because the ribs are going to have barbecue sauce on them. Is that going to do anything to the flavor of the chili?
Well, some of the ribs will not have barbecue sauce if you get them from places here in Chicago. They don't put the sauce on. They'll put it on the side. Like if you go to Southern Cut, we don't put the sauce on the ribs.
Okay.
We let you dunk them in there. Because we put the dry rub on there and smoked them, and I think the ribs taste great without the sauce. They taste a little better with the sauce. So we don't want to just slather the sauce on there, because like you said, you like Carolina, somebody else might
right,
like something
you're
else.
Right. I guess that makes sense. How long do you smoke the ribs at Southern Cut?
4 hours.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
God, that's great. Chef, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Really great to see you. I mean, my mouth is watery and I haven't had any food.
Thank you, thank you.
I don't think there's any left.
Guys, you might need to order another order.
Everything. Chef Dean Zanella, you can check him out at Southern Cut Barbecue and Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Take a vacation after the holidays, okay?
Oh, I plan on it.
And say hello to David and Matt for me, all right?
You got it.
All right, it's 720 WGN.